Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of the teaching at our Lewis Center campus. Man, it's great to have you back with us today. I hope you had a great 4th of July weekend, the prior weekend. You're feeling refreshed and back as we've kind of crossed already the midpoint of summer. It's hard to believe. We jumped back into the label series at the Lewis Center campus, and we looked at a very familiar passage of scripture in Luke chapter 15 that most people kind of say is the prodigal son passage or text. But we actually looked at the whole chapter and took the whole story into view, because the verse 3 says it's a parable in Luke 15. We tend to say it's three parables: the lost sheep, the lost silver, the lost coin, and then the lost son. I actually think that because of who's listening, the Pharisees are listening, and then tax collectors and sinners, it makes more sense that it's like one book with three different chapters. All of them have the same theme. The shepherd loses a sheep. He goes out and then he finds it. One of 99. A sheep's wandered far away, and he brings it home and he throws a party. The woman loses a coin, probably, according to Herbert Lockyer, probably a coin that represented an engagement. So she turns her house upside down looking for this coin. And when she finds it, she calls all of her friends and she throws a party. Then you get to the third chapter, which is the one we typically talk about, the parable of the lost sons. And I say plural on purpose. I think it's not the prodigal son, it's the prodigal sons, both of them. It's a great story Jesus tells. There's so many examples from history of sibling rivalries, which is what we tend to focus on in the story. But I actually think it's more about the fierce love of God for us than it is necessarily about sibling rivalry. But we've seen it in, Sense and Sensibility between the two sisters, Eleanor and Marianne. We've seen it in, real life, Adi and Rudy Dashler, who founded Adidas and Puma, two brothers. And one of the greatest sitcoms ever, in my opinion, was The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You see it in Will and Carlton, a perfect example. You've got an older brother who does everything right, a younger brother who seemingly does everything wrong. So just think about the listeners. You've got the Pharisees who live for religion. They live for doing everything right. And you've got the tax collectors and sinners who seemingly live for rebellion and doing everything wrong. The Pharisees make the laws. The tax collectors and sinners break the laws. They couldn't be any more different, just like these two brothers. And so when the one brother wanders into the far country, he eventually comes to the end of himself after taking the third of his father's inheritance, and he makes the home decision. He decides to come home. And the father has a choice to make. The father could have him publicly executed. He could lecture him, or he could love him. The father runs to him, falls on his neck and kisses him, says, bring out the robe, bring out his ring, bring out his sandals, kill the fatted calf. We're going to have a party. It's a big time barbecue, and everything's great because he says, my son who was lost is now found. He's home. And everything would be great if the story ended there, but it doesn't, because the older brother, Carlton, is not happy. He's upset that the father's throwing a party for his brother, and he doesn't think he should receive him back. The older son sees himself as very, very self-righteous. Now, the irony is that in the beginning of the story, the younger son is off in the far country. The older son is home. But in the end of the story, the younger son, who's wandered away, has repented and come home, and the older son is outside. He's outside the house. And so here's the way I think the parable breaks down. So the younger son is representative of the sheep who wanders away in the far country. The older son is representative of the coin that's lost at home. Both boys are lost. Both boys need to repent and come home. One of his self-righteousness, one of his rebellion, but one wanted power, one wanted pleasure. One is a lawmaker, one is a lawbreaker. Both of them need to bear fruit in accordance with repentance. Both of them need to make the home decision. So I said to the Lewis Center campus this week, really then it's up to us. Do you want to come home? Because I really believe that's the core of your identity. It gives you purpose, that you are the son or the daughter of God. If you live from there, start from there, nothing else eventually mattered. If you don't wear that label, You're either going to label yourself or allow others to label you. Our primary identity is the son or the daughter of God. And if we live that, then that gives us purpose. Jesus said, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's our identity, sons and daughters of God. The second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. That's our purpose, right? To live out the one another's of Scripture, to affect, to encourage one another in the context of how we're wired, gifted, put together, place, context, geography, all those kinds of things. But you have identity and you have purpose. So the question is, will you and I, will we consistently repent over and over and over, day after day after day? Will we run home to the Father? I'm going to pray that for us, and then I'll give you the chance to pray that into your day. Father, I do pray today that we run to you, that we come to you just like we are. Lord, there's nothing we can do to make you love us anymore, and there's nothing we can do to make you love us any less. You're a perfect Heavenly Father, regardless of how we feel about our earthly parents. You're perfect. God, I pray for people today who have felt the press of sibling rivalry compared to brothers or sisters. I pray for people today, God, who are parents, who are concerned about children who are prodigal right now, who maybe are wandering. I pray for all those things. But more than that, God, I pray that we would all personally run home to you. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray that presence of God, sonship, daughtership of God, into your own heart today.